Miller Chevrolet Buick Studios, most trusted name in automobiles. The Wild Weekend. Maverick Baseball, Mavs battle through the loser's bracket, come up short against Metro State. Metro State decides to act like a bunch of classless jerks. The Mavs get the number 2 seed in the South Central region. They'll host their side of the region later this week. West Texas A&M and St. Edward's coming in for that one. Angelo State gets the number 1 seed. Also, you have 3 teams now into the Junior College World Series for this year. Central Florida, first time since 1998 that they'll be coming to town. Sanjak, they're here a lot.
They have standing reservations.
They pretty much do. And then Hartford College, they haven't been here, the Owls out of Maryland, since 2016. So,
yeah, and they're,
those are your first 3 teams into this year's field.
Their head coach this year was the pitcher on that team.
It's pretty cool. We're going to be tracking down
Josh coaches. Hauser for Hartford and Marty Smith for Central Florida.
Okay.
We've got the feelers.
Marty's
out.
A Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
So, we got some thoughts about that. The good, the bad, the ugly from the weekend. Oh, the Phoenix Suns. Ooh, ooh.
Wow.
Ooh, ooh. Mmm. Ouch.
Fellas, don't poke the bear.
Yeah, no kidding.
Man.
And they
woof.
They poked the bear as the Mavs crushed the Suns last night, 123-90. So Dallas, Luka,
they put up a 40-point fourth and still only scored 90 points.
It's incredible. All right, so what makes the list, the good, the bad, the ugly from the weekend? Text or call us 970-242-1340. Some big changes locally in high school athletics.
Yeah, quite. It was a busy weekend.
It was a busy weekend. Denny Squibb, I'd known about it for a while, and just was asked not to say anything about it.
Sat on it.
So I wish nothing but the best for Denny moving forward. He's out there for 14 and a half years. As Fruit of Monmouth's athletic director, personal connection. He was my high school basketball coach and coached us to the state title in 83, but was at Palisade for a long time, Grand Junction for a stint. But Grand Junction High School will also have a new athletic director. It's time to talk a little Tiger sports this morning on the Jim Davis Show. Maybe.
Talking Grand Junction Tiger sports on the Jim Davis Show.
We get around to
I thought it was maybe a Mav Day intro. I'm confused.
No, but let's clarify some things here. Steve Wojtek joins us this morning on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. Great. How about yourself?
Doing well. The first appearance on the show, right, that I can recall.
Long-time listener, but yes, first appearance, so I appreciate it.
Well, I think we need to make this happen more often. First off, congratulations. We'll start at you personally. Well, we'll talk Maverick baseball in a moment. But congratulations on being named the athletic director at Grand Junction High School. Carol Sams deciding to retire. And so you are going to take over the reins at Grand Junction High School. New school on the horizon, Steve, and a lot of exciting things coming up for the folks in Tiger Country.
Well, you said it right there, Jim. A lot of exciting things. The support by the community, obviously, to help get through that bond and a new school, new facilities, a chance to make a mark on the community through the athletic department and activities. And so just really excited to be a full part of it. Obviously, I've been at the high school for 22 years. Know the staff. My boys currently are at Grand Junction High School, so just excited to be a part of Tiger Nation.
And congratulations to Drew on the home run the other day, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah, I got home. It was bittersweet, obviously, really grumpy how we lost the championship. But then when I got home, he tossed me a ball. I'm like, what's this? And he goes, it's my home run ball. So my frown quickly turned to a smile. That was pretty neat.
Yeah, that's great. As in when you're having a rough day, rough evening, and And your kids can always find a way to put a smile on your face. Steve Wojtek is the new athletic director at Grand Junction High School. And Steve, like you said, you've been there for 22 years as a teacher. So, I mean, you know the people there well. And your son's obviously playing, you know, playing sports in the Grand Junction High School varsity programs as well, allows you to have that kind of knowledge as well about the coaches that are there. But, you know, Landon McKee, I think it's going to take time, but I think Landon is an outstanding coach. I think he's got a wonderful staff, and it's just going to take a while for the football team to get things turned around. But I think the right person is there for that situation to occur with him as far as one of your varsity coaches goes.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I actually had the opportunity to be on that hiring committee, and, you know, we're excited to have Coach McKee in. And the big thing that a lot of folks don't realize is all the different things that go on behind the scenes. And Coach McKee is right on track with those, from the weight room to, you know, talking about training tables for his guys, obviously the academic standards with his players. And what's also great is he's in the building. And that's been a push, too, by Megan Renneke, our principal, to get coaches back into the building, and we're slowly starting to do that because that connection with our athletes is important from the first period all the way through practice at the end of the day.
Yeah, and you go to boys basketball. Isaac Madison has been there and has seen outstanding success, particularly the last couple of years. Also, so some tough years as well, as a lot of coaches go through. That just happens. But Sydney Brandon, who is a Grand Junction legend, you're bringing her in to coach the girls basketball team to replace, obviously, a guy that's a legend in Sam Provenza. So you've got the veteran experience on the boys' side with Isaac and a brand-new face and a fresh perspective in Sydney Brandon.
Well, that was the thing, too, that for me was really attractive, is we do have a great mix of veteran and youthful coaches that, you know, one big push that I had mentioned is really, you know, bringing the staff together more often, more frequently to, you know, develop off of each other. I mean, the greatest coaches are also the best thieves. They learn from other coaches, and obviously for the past 22, 23 years, I've worked for one of those, and no matter what Coach McKinney and I did to try to learn our trade, Coach Hanks was always a step ahead of us as far as learning the latest stuff to help our guys get better, and that's what I you know, expect and look forward to bringing in with our staff here at Junction.
Steve Wojtek, the new Grand Junction High School Athletic Director, with us today on the Team Sports Network. Kyle Sand runs the wrestling program, guy that's a state champion, Warrior Classic champion, so a lot of experience there. And then from a baseball standpoint, because we can't cover every single sport, but Will Dixon, a guy that you know really, really well. We're going to talk to Will here after a bit. Will Dixon is doing, I think, a nice job with trying to put his imprint on the Tiger baseball program.
Yeah, very, very similar, you know, kind of what you talked about with Coach McKee, Coach Dixon coming in, you know, getting settled, starting to turn things around as far as a culture base. I know that word's thrown out a lot, but there's a lot of work in establishing a foundation like that, getting the kids to understand what it takes to win and turning that around into a winning program, and he's taking steps towards doing that.
Steve Wojtek with us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. You referenced Chris Hanks, a guy that you have worked alongside for a very long time. You mentioned Chris always kind of ahead of the curve when it comes to learning new things and embracing those things, and that's something that obviously has rubbed off on you, Steve. What are some other things that you know, the leadership of Chris Hanks that maybe you will use in your day-to-day work as Grand Junction's athletic director?
Well, you know, you talk about fundamentals and those types of things, but what really, you know, I've learned under Coach is helping our young men develop as young men and them understanding their responsibilities from the minute they wake up throughout their entire day and what their responsibilities are, what their tasks are. You know, instead of talking about privileges, we talk about obligations and responsibilities, and that carries through throughout your day. So when it comes time to play in a weekend like we're facing here this weekend, guys understand that their job is, relying on each other, their teammates, the love for the game, and bringing that together. So, you know, as a athletic director, that's one thing we're going to stress as coaches, is really helping our young student athletes develop as young adults and seeing how that carries out in the classroom and also on the field.
Steve Wojtek, new Grand Junction High School Athletic Director, with us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. And as we mentioned, for people who don't know, Steve's an assistant coach on the CMU baseball team. And you've, how many years now, Steve, have you been there?
Well, if you talk as a player, I've worn number 19 for 24 years.
That's a nice long stretch. And so, you know, when now will you continue to work on the staff at CMU, or is this going to be maybe too much, you know, on your plate with Grand Junction's athletic director job and also helping coach the Mavs?
No, boy, Coach Hanks and Coach McKinney and I, we stayed up last Thursday till about midnight in the clubhouse. It was a long night, kind of bittersweet. You know, there were some tears there because, you know, Coach Hanks understands that my personality is, you know, it's Tiger Nation now. You know, I told him, obviously, I'm not leaving Mesa. I will always be a Mav. You know, camps on Sundays, you know, that type of stuff. I'm still going to be a part of that. Can't leave a program like that after the number of years I've been involved. But my focus on June 13th, which is, you know, 2 days after the national championship game, will be with 100% Grand Junction High School.
And, of course, Chris, with his son and daughter, also going to Grand Junction High School. So he has a connection to Tiger Nation as well. Steve Wojtek joining us today. So Steve, your thoughts about coming up this weekend with the Mavericks hosting their part of the South Central Region Tournament, West Texas A&M, St. Edwards. You got some thoughts about those two teams coming in?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. You get in the playoffs, you see a lot of familiar faces. I know it's been a few years since St. Edwards has been in the regional, but we've come across them several times, always well coached. And, you know, West Texas A&M's been there every year, too. They're always traditionally well known for their pitching staff. You know, we got a veteran group. They've been there. They've been tested. We've, you know, obviously won on the road, the Super Regional, with this group down in Angelo in 19. They're a part of winning 10 conference titles in a row with us, sealing that up a couple weeks ago against CSU Pueblo. So, you know, we're excited. We just talked last night about executing, doing our job, and enjoying the opportunity.
And how nice is it to host it at the Diamond at the Bergman Sports Complex?
Boy, I'll tell you what, it's, you know, Coach Hanks and President Foster, not that it surprises you with either one of those, they did that facility right, along with, you know, Brian Rooks. And so it's going to be a great facility for many, many years to come.
Steve, I appreciate the time this morning. I'm congratulations. You're going to do a sensational job. And I'm sure you probably heard that I did give you some grief the other day during the game on Thursday when foul ball, you know, ground ball, third base, and the effort just seemed to be, Buckeye, you were there. It was a little lacking, wasn't it? It was just a little bit of an ole. It was, you know, McKinney, you know, sharply hit, you know, foul ball. McKinney's all over to first base. You can't look showy up there, Steve. You can't let him do that.
The old hamstrings are slowing down. We'll get a little tighter. You know, age is starting to show up on Coach McKinney. He goes after him, but he doesn't field him quite as often anymore.
It wasn't clean. It wasn't clean on his part, but the effort was still there. The hustle was still there. Hey, Steve, I appreciate it. I'm thrilled for you, man. Congratulations. And like I said, you're going to do a sensational job there. I appreciate you coming on this morning.
Hey, guys, thanks. And like you said, Jim, I look forward to hopefully being on this show a few more times about Tiger Nation.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. Steve Wojtek, the new athletic director at Grand Junction High School, joining us in the program this morning.
Yeah, you were giving him a hard time about the fielding of the foul balls. I was giving him a hard time because he looked like he needed a ticket when the Bramwells and McGeary's and Stubbings are up there.
Oh, yeah.
Because he just retreats down the left field line.
Where it's, I'm going to get way.
I'm going to go help the bullpen real quick.
Yeah, we're going to go make sure those guys are doing what they're supposed to.
Even though still out beyond the left field wall, you're still in danger territory.
Yeah.
You just have a couple extra seconds to react to it.
Exactly. And our conversation with Steve Wojtek, brought to you by the Rick Nelson Agency and American Family Insurance. For a free comparison, call this team of licensed professionals at 970-241-0078. All right. So we don't know the time yet, but we know the Mavericks will host West Texas A&M and St. Edwards coming up later this week, Thursday, Friday, somewhere around there. So will have the games either on the team or 1100 KNZZ. So we're still sorting that out because the Avalanche will be back at it tomorrow night right here on the team.
Oh, they're still playing. I forgot.
They are still playing, and they take on the Blues coming up tomorrow night here on the team with pregame at 7 o'clock for that one. All right, so it is Monday. The good, the bad, the ugly game last night for the Phoenix Suns. Well, they just got throttled last night by the Dallas Mavericks. So you got some thoughts on that? What happened in the end of the RMAC Tournament Championship game with the Metro State pitcher?
Yeah, that was ugly.
Throwing their hats over by the Mavericks dugout. Mavs took exception to that, understandably so. Like Chris said, look, that team's got a lot of transfers, a lot of guys that are...
Haven't seemed to really catch on somewhere.
Mercenary in nature, shall we say?
Eh, maybe.
Yeah?
But a lot of dudes that are on their second or sometimes third RMAC school, even.
Right. And just come on. Show some class, right? Show some class. They played well. They won. Good for you. They're in the regional. They're playing the Angelo State one. And, okay.
Have fun with that.
Yeah. Good luck with that. Have a good time with that. All right. 7:16. Jump along with the Buckeye boy from the Bozarth Miller Chevrolet Buick Studios. It is Monday, the good, the bad, the ugly. So whatever makes your list, please send that to us today. Text or call us, Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team, phone line 970-242-1340. All right, Fruit of Monument baseball coach Casey Sullivan coming up in a few minutes. But right now it's time for...
What's happening?
All right, start things out. The Rockies couldn't hold a two-run lead in the ninth inning as they fall to Kansas City 8-7 Sunday at Coors Field. The Royals' Salvador Perez delivered a two-RBI single off Daniel Bard after Colorado rallied to take the lead. Former G.J. Rocky Jonathan Daza hit a two-run single during the rally. The Rockies rallied to extend his hitting streak to 13 games. Colorado drops their first series this season at Coors Field. Rockies host San Francisco tonight with first pitch at 6:40 on the team. Prior to that, we'll have high school baseball. Fruit of Monument, your Southwestern League champions, taking on Grand Junction. The Wildcats won the first game of the two-game set on Saturday over at Saplesio. It'll be the Wildcats and the Tigers today over at Canyon View Park, pregame at 3:45. Buckeye will have that game, and it's brought to you by Ken Richards, State Farm Insurance. After a full week of rest, the Avalanche will finally start their second-round playoff series. The Avs will host St. Louis in Game 1 tomorrow night with face-off around 7:30. Colorado swept Nashville in four games in their first-round series. The Blues going six games against Minnesota. Pregame at 7 tomorrow night on the Team Sports Network. In the NBA last night, you had the Dallas Mavericks advancing in the Western Conference playoffs, hammering the Suns last night, 123-90. Dallas wins that series 4-3. Boston, they eliminate Milwaukee with a 109-81 victory. They win their series 4-3. NASCAR, you had Kurt Busch taking the checkered flag at the Kansas Speedway on Sunday in NASCAR.
I know you touched on it, but I think the biggest Dallas Mavericks fans in the NBA are the Bucks. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for taking a little bit of the focus off of us getting bounced by the Celtics in the second round.
Exactly. Thanks for taking a little pressure off of us. Appreciate that.
Thanks to your 27-point first half. Appreciate that, boys.
Well, the first teams are into the field for this year's Alpine Bank Junior College Baseball World Series. The College of Central Florida is coming back to the series for the first time since 1998 after rallying to beat Miami-Dade 4-3 to win the South Atlantic District Tournament. Keep in mind, new names for districts. Used to be the Gulf District.
Yeah, it's trying to keep those in track.
Well, even interviews, I still reference them by the old names sometimes because that's just old habits die
now,
hard.
Now, when they change them, But when they straight up swap and now the South District is Alabama, they're like, hold on a second.
Wait a minute. Patriots, by the way, have won 24 of the last 27 games heading into Grand Junction. JUCO Power San Jacinto North of Houston, Texas is back after defeating Alvin 8-6 last night to claim the Mid-South District crown. Hartford College, Maryland is coming to the JUCO World Series for the first time since 2016 after picking up a 10-7 win against Florence Darlington, South Carolina. The Owls win the Eastern District title. In the Southwest District, defending champion McLennan is still alive after beating New Mexico Junior College 7-6. The Islanders face Grayson County today with the winner taking on Midland for the championship. Catch all the action of the Alpine Bank Junior College World Series on the Team Sports Network starting May 28th. The Copper Mesa baseball team came up short in the RMAC Tournament Championship game with an 8-5 loss to Metro State. Saturday, Harrison Rogers and Jordan Stubbings each had 4 hits on the evening. Head coach Chris Hank says there were a lot of missed opportunities at the start of the game.
Yeah, you know, we ran ourselves out of the first inning. We got the bases loaded. We tried scoring. We should have held the runner at third. You know, we could have been bases loaded, nobody out. That hurt.
Mavs receive the number 2 seed in the South Central Region Tournament. They'll host West Texas A&M and St. Edward's later this week. Angelo State is the top seed. They'll host Metro State and Texas A&M Kingsville in their half of the region. After 14 and a half years on the job, Fruita Monmouth Athletic Director Denny Squibb is retired. Squibb is on medical leave as Principal Todd McClaskey begins the search for his replacement. Squibb led the 1983 Wildcat boys basketball team to the 3A state title and would eventually move on to be the Athletic Director of Palisade and Grand Junction before returning to Fruita Monmouth. Grand Junction High School also have a new athletic director. The Tigers have hired Grand Junction High teacher and assistant Copper Mesa baseball coach Steve Wojtek to replace the retiring Carol Sams. For the first time this season, the area high school baseball teams had the chance to play at Saplesio Field this past Saturday. The work on the new seats of the field prevented teams from playing there earlier in the season. Southwestern League champion Fruita Monmouth beat Valley rival Grand Junction 11-6 on the strength of home runs from Andrew Lee and Dylan Noah. The Tigers' Drew Wojtek hit a home run for Grand Junction as they fall to 6-16, 3-4 in the league. Wojtek took the loss on the mound as Cole Jones picked up the victory for the Wildcats. Fruita improves to 16-6 overall, 7-0 in league. They meet again today at Canyonview, 4 o'clock, right here on the Team Sports Network. Another game, Central lost to Durango, 13-1 at Saplesio as the Warriors dropped to 11-12 and 2-6 in league. Western Slope League champion Palisade is 20-2 after beating Glenwood 11-1 at the Bulldogs field. Brett Rosman had 2 home runs to lead Palisade to their 12th league win. And 3A Delta split with North Fork to end the regular season. The Miners won the first game 9-8 with the Panthers taking the second one 16-12. The Miners won the Western Slope League title with their 12-2 record. The Panthers finished the season 10-4 in league. And that's a quick look at
what's happening.
All right, we'll take a break and return. Talk some more high school baseball with Fruita Monmouth coach Casey Sullivan. That's next on the Jim Davis Show.
Stay by the radio. You are listening to the Jim Davis Show on the Team 101 FM, 1340 AM, Grand Junction. Talking Fruita Monmouth Wildcat Sports on the Jim Davis Show.
And joining us right now the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line, he's the coach of the Fruita Monmouth Wildcats baseball team, your Southwestern League champions. Casey Sullivan joins us. Casey, thanks for coming on this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having us again.
I know that for your ball club, you wrapped up the league title a couple of weeks ago, and now just trying to finish strong as you head toward the 5A postseason. 9-game winning streak, of course, with that win against Grand Junction on Saturday over at Saplesio. So your team peaking, playing some of their best baseball right now heading into the postseason.
That's the plan anyways. It's like we kind of said at the beginning of the year that we want to, this is the time of year when we need to be playing our best baseball. And so hopefully we can kind of continue on with it and, continue to improve as well.
I mentioned 9-game winning streak right now for your club. What are the things that have been the takeaways for you that you've really, maybe an area or two that you've improved upon from earlier in the season that you're executing really well right now?
Yeah, a lot. You know, when I look at our pitching, you know, throughout the season, I think we've got that dialed in a lot better than the first half of the season. And then, you know, also offensively, we've been able to start executing certain plays, certain situations. And we've been doing a lot better job with that as well.
Casey Sullivan, Fruita Monmouth Wildcats baseball coach, joining us on the team today. 11-6 win over Grand Junction on Saturday. And look, I think for the Tigers, I mean, they were able to give you a bit of a tussle on Saturday. They scored the 5 runs in the 6th inning, started to kind of mount a comeback, and you want a little bit of pressure at this point of the season. You don't want every game to go out and be a run rule game or anything like that. You want your team to be tested, and particularly in certain situations, to get you ready for the postseason.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. The best, you know, if we can get that type of game and some of those where it does make it a little more, intense and the pressure up a little bit, I think it's only good for us. And so, they mounted a little comeback there, and we were able to make some pretty quick adjustments and be able to finish it there. But, Yeah, I think we're going to need that because I think this weekend I'm sure we'll get some pretty good baseball.
No doubt about it. Casey Sullivan, head coach of the Fertile Monument Wildcats baseball team with us. And that win against Grand Junction, Hunter Smolinski had a 3 RBI day. Dylan Noah did as well. Both those guys doing a nice job at the plate for you, Casey, in that win over Grand Junction.
Yeah, definitely. Hunter, we call him Scuba, he did a great job there. It was nice. We were able to execute a hit and run, and then he followed it up with a squeeze bunt there. And so I think anytime high schoolers are able to execute and control their bat heads, it's you get kind of excited about that type of stuff. And so, very, very pleased with both those two performances.
And your kids had to be thrilled to finally get a chance to play at Saplesio. And you got to step on that field for the first time this entire season because of the work that's been going on there. And that had to add to the fun of that being on the field at Saplesio.
Yeah, definitely. That's really exciting for the kids. You know, I look at our seniors, when they were sophomores, that was the COVID year. And so I think we got a ball game there that year. And then the next year, everything was kind of pushed later. And so our seniors really haven't really got to play there at all. And so they were pretty amped up to get to go play at the ballpark. And so, yeah, I think that helped with a little bit of momentum as well for us.
So you wrap up the season today, the regular season, at Canyonview this time when you take on Grand Junction. And Cole Jones got the win for you the last time out. What does it look like in terms of pitching today against the Tigers?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I think we got everybody. So, we may throw the whole kitchen sink at them today because, I don't know that we want to overwork anybody as we work towards the weekend and things like that. And so it'll probably be a mixed match of guys and different things like that. Try to keep them off balance as much as we can.
And so right now we look at ahead to the 5A state baseball tournament, the RPI right now in 5A. Casey, your Wildcats are number 18, and so a good position as you get ready, of course, to get ready for the second chapter of the season, which is, of course, the 5A baseball tournament.
Yep. I think where we're at right now, that's not a terrible spot. So I think hopefully we'll get a decent draw with everything. And and then again, once Saturday shows up, it's everybody plays real good baseball on that day, and we'll definitely have to come with our A game. We don't have to be perfect, but we do need to be good. And so I think we can have a good week of practice, and the kids still seem to be pretty well bought in and ready to go, and I think they're pretty anxious for this weekend.
One game, though, left in the regular season to extend that winning streak and in the postseason. Fertile Monument Grand Junction today on the Team Sports Network. Our coverage starts at 3:45, first pitch at 4 o'clock from Canyonview Park, the Wildcats and the Tigers, and it's brought to you by Ken Richards, State Farm Insurance. Casey, I appreciate it. Best of luck today. Thanks again for coming on.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having us.
All right. Casey Sullivan, Fertile Monument Wildcats baseball coach. And our conversation with Casey Sullivan brought to you by the Rick Nelson Agency and American Family Insurance. For a free comparison, call this team of licensed professionals at 970-241-0078. So heard the Wildcat perspective, Tiger perspective with Will Dixon coming up in just a few minutes. So we'll talk with Will about now having Steve Wojtek, who was one of his coaches at Colorado Mesa, is now going to be Will's boss.
Again? Yeah, look at that.
In a different setting this time. But we'll talk with Will Dixon coming up in just a few minutes. All right, it's time for...
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
All right, what do you have, Buckeye?
Well, one of my favorite things about this particular baseball season is how much the Reds suck. Cincinnati's not very good. They fell to 9-26 yesterday. They lost.
That's not very good.
No, not very good. They lost to Pittsburgh, who, kind of, they're scrapping. The scrappy Buccos are 15-19. Hunter Green, who is outstanding at times, by the way, for the Reds, he's one of the few lone bright spots. He went 7 1/3. He struck out 9. Didn't allow a hit. Although, a walk. Reliever Art Warren came in with a walk. And then this happened for the Buccos in the bottom of the eighth.
Bouncing ball toward the second baseman, and they're not going to get two on this. And the Pirates are going to take the lead. Bounding ball by Key Brian Hayes. Still no hits, but a lead of 1-0.
Yes, you heard that correctly. The Pirates got no hit and won.
Now, a dominant day delivered by Hunter Green. The Reds pitching staff does not yield a hit, but falls by a skinny run and has to settle for a split on the series.
They threw a no-hitter and lost.
Only the Reds could do
that.
Only the Reds. No, nobody else could do it. Only the Reds could do that.
Yeah.
A no-hitter and lose.
Right. And the Pittsburgh pitching only scattered four hits. There were four hits in a run in this game.
Oh, boy.
They threw a no-hitter and lost.
Yikes. Oh.
Congratulations to Key Brian Hayes with the ground out. Almost hit into a double play. And he gets the game-winning RBI.
Oh, man.
The old 4-6 FC game winner. Happens every day.
I like the red zoner. Aren't you lucky you got us?
What's your alternative?
What's your alternative? Oh, boy.
He threw a no-hitter and lost.
Will this be a season that somehow, tops the futility of the first year the Mets expansion?
Yeah.
Mets back in the early 60s.
This is,
which mentioned that Tigers team from a few years ago.
They couldn't even have put this into the first half of Major League because it's so laughable.
I mean, it has the makings, right, of somebody doing a movie about this.
Yeah.
It just
Hunter
has that
Green's
feel.
Game score was 78. It was higher than the other starting pitcher, and he got the loss.
And he takes the loss. Oh, boy.
Walks will kill you. Talk to any person that coaches baseball for more than 2 minutes. Walks will kill
you. Walks will kill you. Free passes will kill you.
9 strikeouts, 0 hits, and an L. God, the Reds suck.
It's so sad. It's just so sad. On a more serious note about something sad, just briefly, feel like we should mention it. The tragic deaths of those victims in Buffalo at the grocery store there. Sick, sadistic, awful human being driving to their community 4 hours away to inflict that kind of pain and devastation and just a horrible day Saturday.
Yep.
And I think of our late colleague, our good friend Buffalo Mark, and how this would have been heartbreaking for him to have seen that happen to people in his hometown. And there was also the shooting out in L.A. as well. But 10 people losing their lives that just going to the grocery store because of somebody that was full of hate. Just despicable. And we always like to keep the mood light here. It's a program where we have fun, but there are moments where we have to kind of step down for a moment and say, hey, look, there is life, there is reality, there are things outside of sports, and tragedies like this are just, you just want it to get better. And unfortunately, we're dealing with another tragic shooting by a hateful individual. All right, 7:38. We will take a break. We'll come back. And Tigers baseball coach Will Dixon will join us next on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network.
Touchdown every morning.
The Jim Davis Show on Colorado's sports leader, the Team. Talking Grand Junction Tiger Sports on the Jim Davis Show.
With us on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line, the coach of the Grand Junction Tigers baseball team, Will Dixon. Our conversation with Will Dixon brought to you by the Rick Nelson Agency and American Family Insurance. For a free comparison, call this team of licensed professionals at 970-241-0078. Good morning, Will. Appreciate the time as always.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Before we talk about your ball club, you just can't get rid of Steve Wojtek, can you? He was your coach at CMU. Now he's going to be your boss as the athletic director. I'm thrilled for Steve. Great guy. And like I said, you get to have that connection once again with Steve Wojtek as now your boss as the AD at Grand Junction High.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be really cool. You know, I appreciate everything that Carol's done for me over the last 2 years and hiring me. But, you know, I really look forward to getting the chance to work with Coach Wojtek once again. You know, he recruited me out of high school. I got to play with him for 4 years. I got to coach with him for a year. And then now he gets to come in as the athletic director here at Grand Junction High School. And I think it'll be very beneficial for the whole school. So,
what's the thing you feel like, Will, that you learned from Steve Wojtek in regard to maybe being a coach, being a leader, that you use maybe on a day-to-day basis with your players?
You know, I learned a lot from Coach Wojtek while he was my coach and when I worked with him. Just how to carry yourself as a coach, how to have the right mindset. There's a lot that I can take away, but I think the number one thing that I take away from Coach Wojtek is just the man that he is. You know, he's such a quality individual and such a good role model for young adults. And so I think that just looking at that as an overall whole, it's very special that I get to work with him again just because of how amazing he is as a person.
Hey, coach of the Grand Junction Tigers baseball team, Will Dixon, joining us this morning on the Team Sports Network. And we'll wait. Hopefully, the announcements are going to be over in a minute. But Will, I want to go back to Saturday's game. Your team playing Fruto Monument, and your seniors finally get to play a game at Sam Saplesio Field, and your team gets to play a game there finally at Saplesio Field. That had to be a wonderful moment for your squad to finally get to step on that field once again.
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, that field for these kids is something that's really special. You know, I think that former baseball players from Mesa, like myself, you know, we kind of take that field for granted, you know, and then, you know, I think that the kids were a little nervous when we first got out there, and I had to keep reminding them, you know, it's just a baseball game. You know, yes, it's a beautiful field. Yes, there's a lot of fans in the stands. Yes, you've looked at this field since you were a little kid watching UCO World Series or Grand Junction Rockies games or CMU games, but at the end of the day, it's just a baseball game. So I think we had a little bit of jitters starting off early, but I think, you know, once we settled in, I think we've kind of figured it out. We had a pretty good outing, you know, from the sixth inning on, but, you know, we just got to find a way to get that in the first inning.
Yeah, falling to the Wildcats 11-6 on Saturday, but yeah, the five-run sixth inning, as you referenced, that there were some positives that came out of that inning, and you know, guys that had, you know, good games. Landon Scarborough had the triple earlier in the game. He scores a run and a pass ball. You know, Ben Coleman drives in Will Applegate with his ground out, and Jay Satterfield has an RBI base knock as well, and then the two-run home run from Steve's son Drew. Drew Wojtek hitting the home run. Those were big moments offensively for you in that game against the Wildcats.
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, we finally settled in, like I said. You know, our approach at the plate got a little bit better. You know, it's kind of been the story of our year. We've played relatively decently in the back half of baseball games. We just haven't started off great. You know, and I was happy with the performance that I got from the kids. I mean, we went out there and we competed. You know, it's been a long year. It's been a rough year. At this point, we're not really looking for results. We're just looking for the right mindset and the right approach to the game. You know, and I think that we had that. I think we got good pitching outings from Brett Wojtek. I think, you know, the Steve that came in there at the end of the game for us on the mound, I think he did a great job. You know, we can't be focused on wins and losses anymore. We just have to be focused on the right approach.
Yeah, Steve Lyman and then Steve Gallion, the two, yep. Steves came in, and I know you felt like that they, as you just mentioned, gave you some pretty good, you know, pretty good time on the mound late in that game for you.
Yep. So, you know, and we're young. So I threw two sophomores and a senior. You know, I'm throwing a starting catcher today. So it's just one of those seasons that we just have to focus on the right approach and not worry about the results at the end of the day.
So who gets the ball for you today?
Jace Satterfield's going to start on the mound for me.
So Jace, what has kind of prompted the decision to go with Jace Satterfield to take a look at him on the bump?
You know, I think it's been his approach all year. He's earned this. You know, he hasn't had the best season, but he's constantly been working. He's constantly been about the team. So we're going to give him the opportunity to go out there and get as many innings as he can against Fruita, you know, an in-town rival, a big game. So we're going to trust the guys that have been giving us the best effort through the whole season. And we're going to roll with that team today. And, you know, that's just where we're at this year.
And if you can find a way to get a win today, I mean, I know it's more about the process and it's about seeing improvement from your kids and competing and those kind of things well, but they're on a 9-game winning streak. You had the loss to them on Saturday. I mean, it would be a great way to go into next year for your ball club, and you can find a way to beat the league champion Wildcats today.
Absolutely. You know, there's nothing I hate more than losing. I love winning, but it would be great to get one today, but again, that's what we can't be focused on that. We just have to be focused on how do we improve each one of our players and get better, and how do we make sure that we're setting the right standard for the years to come.
Well, I appreciate the time as always. Thank you so much. Best of luck to you and the Tigers today.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you. Will Dixon, coach of the Grand Junction Tigers baseball team. We'll have it on the team today. Pregame at 3:45, first pitch at 4 o'clock. With Fruita Monument and Grand Junction. Final game of the regular season for both those teams. Back out to Canyon View. And high school baseball brought to you by Ken Richards, State Farm Insurance.
Yeah, all right. It'll be a good one. Like you said, season finale. Anything can happen.
That's right. And look, for Junction, it's something, if you can go out and get a win against the Wildcats today, it's something that he can build on a little bit, but the underclassmen will be back for you next year, and mm-hmm. you got to win against the team that's now won the league 7 straight years, and it's a positive thing heading the postseason. I mean, if you're Will Dixon, you're just looking for positives for next year for your ball club and helping them improve.
Well, we talked to Will a couple of weeks ago about this season, how it wasn't turning out kind of how they'd hoped, and you know, the writing was kind of on the wall that a playoff berth was a long shot at best. And, you know, he said that now it's the time to kind of challenge the kids of how do you want this particular team to be remembered, right? The record's going to be what the record is, but it could be, yeah, you know what, they had this record and they rolled over.
Or they had this record
and they grinded. You know, they gave it their all and they just couldn't come through in certain situations, but damn, they tried hard, you know? And so you got to kind of challenge the kids. You got to find a way to do it, even when, you know, like we said, it's early to mid April and the writing's already on the wall. You got to find a way to keep them grinding. And he's done that.
You look for improvement with a young club, which he has, and losing Cameron Ochoa hurt, one of their best pitchers, you know, one of the best junior pitchers in the state.
Yeah.
Ben Coleman was out for a while with an injury. Braden Prettyman was out for a little while. So, I mean, those are some of your best players that you did not have available to you, and it makes it even more difficult if you're Grand Junction High School and Will Dixon. But once again, we'll have it today. Buckeye will have it for you 3:45 today out at Canyon View. Let's get to the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line. Good, the bad, the ugly today. Good morning, muchachos, the good. Fellow Buff Spencer Dinwiddie had 9 more points than Booker and CP combined. The 0 represents titles. He put a 0 in there, by the way. The bad, the Mavericks losing to Metro State, but at least they get to host a regional. The ugly, DeAndre Ayton looking like Greg Oden in more than one way. It will be fun to listen to Phoenix Talk Radio later, after your show, of course. Well, thank you. Thank you, Mike from Scottsdale. I appreciate that.
Yeah, Trey Burke got in, wasn't, or Alec Burks.
Alec
was
Burks.
A former, but I was gonna say, you know, it's bad when like Josh Green gets 6 minutes. Things aren't going very well for you.
If you're
the Phoenix Suns.
Sterling Brown.
Mm-hmm. They had 50 points through 3 quarters.
Oh.
And they weren't even playing that well.
I mean, Phoenix scored, I said, 27
they
points in the first half.
They had 4 guys in double figures. They had Devin Booker, Chris Paul, Cameron Johnson, and Ish Wainwright. No one, without looking it up, can tell me where he went to college.
I can't. I have no idea.
If you had Baylor, you're correct. ish Wainwright.
And look, if you're Phoenix, it was to get back there, and this team was supposed to win it, right?
They were the Western Conference team of destiny.
They were the ones that are going to get there, and they're going to get it done this time.
Yeah.
Not so fast, my friend.
After Game 5, they were laughing at Luka Doncic, and then after every bucket in the second half last night, Luka was just giggling uncontrollably.
Don't poke the bear.
No.
Just don't. And that's what they did. They poked the bear when they were doing that.
And you figured after getting smoked.
I mean, Luke had 35 and 10.
After getting smoked Thursday night in Dallas, they would, like, refocus. And, man, they just laid such an egg. There's a whole lot of quit in that team last night. They were like James Harden level of giving up.
Bigger disappointment, Brooklyn Nets or the Phoenix Suns? You get the feeling that the Brooklyn Nets were unraveling. I mean, Harden leaves, and they were unraveling, and to see them make
the
quick exit.
They could never really get started.
Even though the expectation was
they
were going to be a team in the finals and maybe win it all. I mean, to start out the season.
I think from the start of the season, like October...
Yeah,
it might be Brooklyn. Although Phoenix was
considered a team,
they were conference. They were in the finals last year, you know, and from last year to they went 64-18. They lost 4 games in the last 2 weeks. They lost 18 from Halloween on. You know, that's quite a collapse.
You know, and Luka, when he walked to the floor in Phoenix after Game 5, he said, "Everybody acting tough when they're up." Hey, way to go, Phoenix. Way to not finish. Way to tick that guy off, Phoenix.
No kidding. How about the Celtics? Anybody have the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals? I didn't.
No. You know, a good team.
Yeah. Again, but, down 3-2, going to Game 6 and 1, like Dallas.
But I tell you what, though, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, that's been a great 1-2 punch.
Mm-hmm.
And they got 27 from Grant Williams last night. You know, Marcus Smart had 10 assists.
Yeah,
and Pritchard gave him 14 off the bench.
They can DE up too.
Yeah, it's an extremely good defensive basketball team. But, yeah, who would have thought that, right?
Right.
And who would have thought the Dallas Mavericks, right?
Yeah.
All right, 7:55, Jim along with
the
Buckeye
Heat.
Boy. And the Heat.
They're the best team of the East that no one knew about.
Yeah, like, really?
Jimmy Butler?
All right, we will take a break, and we will come back with hour two. Text or call the show. It's the good, the bad, the ugly. I'll see your chance to win at the number game next hour on the Team Sports Network.